The information provided to you on Gateway to Vibrant Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
And now, it's time for Gateway to Vibrant Health with your host, nutritional consultant, and certified natural health professional, Valerie Hall. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Gateway to Vibrant Health, brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market. And today we're going to talk about some ways to really promote vibrant health. How is that for a good link into my radio show name? So we're going to look at ways to promote vibrant health in the body with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. And Dr. Jones is a PhD. She is a holistic educator. And she really specializes in ways to rejuvenate, detoxify the body. She is an author of over 30 books. She's relied on herbs, spices, foods, and a variety of natural remedies to detoxify and rejuvenate the body, really helping to reclaim a lot of youthful vitality. Boy, she sounds like my kind of gal, doesn't she? She is a fantastic resource for us, and I'm so happy to be bringing her to you today on behalf of Michael's Naturopathic Formulas. You've written so many great books. Recipes for Health Bliss is a fantastic recipe book, a full-color cookbook. Also, Healing with the Power of Nature Foods, Walking on Air, Detoxify and Rejuvenate. You've got some fantastic books, Dr. Susan. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Valerie. It's wonderful to be with you.
Excellent. So we want to really talk about a couple different things today. And the first thing I want to talk about is detoxification. Why is this important? Give us a little 101 on how our whole detoxification process works in the body.
Yeah, absolutely. So our bodies, Valerie, were designed to do their own internal cleanup. And under normal conditions, you know, the waste is released into the circulatory system, it's neutralized in the blood, and it's safely passed out of the body by the skin as our sweat, the lungs as carbon dioxide, the kidneys as urine, and the intestines as fecal matter. And this process is continuous. You know, it's happening right now just as you are sitting or standing and driving and listening to us. So creating energy is what drives our existence. But getting rid of those waste products is just as crucial to sustaining life. And if anything goes wrong without detoxification systems along the way, toxins build up and can cause disease and even death. So while our body naturally can help with expunging the waste products, what studies now reveal, I know you already know this, that our level of toxic exposure far outstrips our body's natural elimination mechanisms. So the way to really stay healthy and strong in our chemical-ridden world, it's so important to help your body along by occasionally embarking on a detox program. Now, since I was you don't know me. We haven't met yet. But you're not aware that when I was a teenager, I was really sick, and my lovely grandmother took me under her wings and taught me how to heal my body head to toe, inside out. She was not a medical doctor. She was just wise in the ways of living close to Mother Nature. And as a result of her wisdom, I've never taken any prescription medication, haven't had a cold in over 3 decades. And one of the things she taught me is to take one day a week, 2 to 3 days monthly, and 7 to 14 days with each change of season, and engage in some type of detox cleanse to preclude a toxic buildup in my body and to keep me vibrantly healthy.
That is a wonderful gift that she gave you. Like so many of us in the natural health field, our prior experience, some sort of illness, and our recovery based on natural medicine is what guides us into this pathway. And then we just become so passionate and want to share that with people of all the things that we can do through nature's gifts. So important.
So true.
I want to talk just for a minute about what you said about sweat. I think one of the worst things that the average American does is use commercial antiperspirants. The natural deodorants will allow you to perspire and you're not adding aluminum and other toxins into your system. Switch over to a natural deodorant. I like one by Alvera, and it's called Aloe Herbal, and it works beautifully well. It really doesn't allow you to smell bad, and it is comfortable. It's a roll-on. It's one of the better ones out there, but get away from those commercial antiperspirants. They're not helpful for us at all.
It's so amazing you brought this up, because in my 25 years of doing radio, I've had no one ever bring up about sweating. Now, first of all, I haven't used any underarm deodorant for 35 years, because when you're clean inside, you normally don't smell. And it's often the bacteria on the hair under your arms that causes more of an odor. But just sweating is so important for your body. And I'm talking about exercising to the point of sweating or using an infrared sauna. Because sweating is not only an important part of our physical well-being, but in these modern times of water and airborne pollution and toxic chemicals, heavy metals, poor dietary and exercise habits, the therapeutic internal cleansing of regular sweating is critical to maintain a healthy body and mind. That's why I'm a big believer in having your own personal infrared sauna and using it on, you know, several times a week so you can get some profuse sweating going on.
Very good idea. So let's talk about some of the symptoms that we might actually be able to see if we're getting toxic overload in the body. What's the visible thing that we can see that shows us we're getting too toxic?
Definitely. See or feel. And so, Valerie, we hope nobody's sitting down to a meal right now.
Everyone stop eating. Good call.
it could be everything from constipation, chronic yeast infections, brittle fingernails, frequent colds, weight gain, acne, pale, dry skin, of course, mood swings or depression, low sex drive, poor short-term memory, and lack of concentration. Of course, we can't forget frequent headaches, sleeping problems, arthritic bone pains, allergies, gas, bloating, feeling weak, lacking energy. These are a few of the symptoms of toxic buildup.
That really fits in with my school of thought. My feeling is that every, quote, disease or anything that's going on with our bodies, physical issues, are driven either by toxic overload or nutrient deficiencies. And those two things inspire a lot of illness in our bodies. So cleaning out those toxins, I recently read that we come in contact with over 10,000 toxic chemicals a year in this country, on average, for the average American. Certainly not what our bodies are designed to cope with. So let's talk a little bit more about diet, because that's one of the ways that we really have a lot of choice on what we're allowing into our body.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in the last 2 weeks, in some of the studies I read, they indicate that most of us have between 400 and 800 chemical residues stored in the fat cells of our bodies. And without a doubt, you know, one of the first places you want to look to in terms of cleaning up your life is to your diet. And nobody, we hope, shoves the food down your throat. You decide what it is you eat. And our modern diets are to blame for so many of our common ailments. And Valerie, I'll go so far to say that people are digging their graves with their knives and forks and often are making life and death decisions whenever they sit down to a meal. Now, disease often occurs as a result of an unhealthy lifestyle, of which diet's important. And all of this causes the body to be enervated, sluggish, congested, acidic, and polluted. And then if you add to that antibiotics, excess sugar, carbonated beverages, chemical food additives, even over-the-counter drugs. All of these can alter that precious acid-alkaline balance of the intestinal tract, which will kill off the good friendly bacteria and then create a perfect environment for microbes and disease to grow.
Absolutely. That is a great synopsis. And boy, did I love that expression, digging our graves with our knives and forks. I'm appalled when I'm in a airport, for example, and I see everybody eating all this white flour, sugar, carbonated, caffeinated beverages. And I think, oh no, this is what America in general, they don't even think twice.
I
read a quote that most people pay more attention to the fuel that they put in their car than the fuel they put in their bodies. And that's why I love my show, because I get to educate people on more of the top of the mind awareness. That's what we need for healthy eating. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones about ways to keep that body nice and clean and promote thriving, vibrant health. We'll be right back.
Saying, "I don't know," is no longer acceptable. This is AM 1170, The Answer.
Want to start off the new year feeling lighter and more energized? You're just in time to begin a 14-day detox and cleansing program with Ultimate Detox and Cleanse from Michael's Naturopathic Programs. Toxins build up in our system, and sometimes our body needs help supporting the natural cleansing process. The healthy nutrients in Ultimate Detox and Cleanse provide nutritional support for colon cleansing, blood detoxing, liver cleansing, and fat metabolism.